Here I am, in the place to be, Mr. K&B, you can't fuck with me. Extra sexy, extraordinary, palms are hairy, your mama pop.
What up, y'all? K&B the Sexy Ninja here. Doug is not here this week for the Sexy Ninja cast, scheduling conflicts, but I got somebody to join us. You probably know by the thumbnail, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. And he powers this podcast with CrazyHoodies.com.
Shut your pie hole. I got this. CrazyHoodies.com. Yes, Crazy Hoodies spelled with Z.com. Scoot over. Anyway, you know what to do, folks. There we go. Camera like this. Oh, my, I know. Crazy shaved head.
Look at that.
I fucking missed y'all. Anyway, CrazyHoodies.com. It do what it do. Go get all your merch. Go get all your hoodies. Your tumblers, your shirts, something.
All okay. Of it.
Anyway,
what up? Brother, man, brother.
Fuck Doug. I kicked Doug. If y'all want to know the truth, I told Doug to get his ass out of here. So
yeah, he kicked him out.
I kicked him out.
Right down them stairs.
Headbutt at the living.
Boom!
And he's like, good dude, Philip. And I'm like, happy on him. Well, you should know by now.
All the trash talking he does, that's what he gets.
I think about him.
Yay. But we're here for a special reason.
Yes.
Two episodes dropped. And let's just jump right on in. First off, I want to do like...
Two episodes of what?
Of Obi-Wan Kenobi. I know. If they saw the name of this podcast and the name of the thumbnail, they should know. But Obi-Wan Kenobi dropped, surprise drop on everybody. They didn't want to compete with that Stranger Things. They sure didn't.
But you know what, though? For us, see, look, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Obi-Wan Returns. And look, he even got to, oh my God. He can't get his big ass.
Yeah, look at that.
Folks, look.
My Ewok socks.
Ewoks.
Ooh, that stinks. God damn. Put some baby powder on that shit.
And you got Crocs on, too.
I got my Crocs on, yes.
Boy, they still stink. Anyway, folks, Obi-Wan, two episodes.
So I want to get an initial reaction after watching both. Like, what was your take? Like, oh, you know what I mean?
My initial take was, oh, they going to bring it. They're going to bring it. This was worth the wait. It was seeing Ewan McGregor on there, almost like, you know.
Like time traveling.
Time traveling, yes. How they opened it up, you know, like a little montage of what happened before.
Yeah, I really did like them bringing the prequel footage all the way to, you know, when he's like, you were my brother, and you know.
Redigitized too, folks.
Yeah, you know.
It looked good.
And I really like that they did that, you know.
I did too.
Especially for people who don't watch the prequels as much as we do. You know,
or
like,
as much as they should.
Yeah, as much as they should. mine.
You come and ask us.
I got to do it like this. Like the first episode, the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, we just can't leave these fucking Skywalkers alone, can we? Like, that was the first reaction to the first episode. Mm-hmm. The second reaction to the next episode was like, so I know you've been a hermit, and I know you've been on Tatooine, you know, detached from everything, but you didn't know about Vader? You know what I mean? Like, I know you worked at a packing meat plant or whatever, you know, no one talked about this Vader guy, or, you know, no one said, hey, this half-breathing motherfucker's right here terrorizing the galaxy and shit like that. And because when she was like, oh, Anakin Skywalker, you know, and he's like, oh, shit. And when she said Anakin Skywalker, my first reaction to that was like, I was like, but we don't call him that when he's around. We call him Lord Vader.
We
won't call him Anakin, but we know who he is, you know.
What cracked me up, too, the way the story was developing, I don't know about any of you folks. I used to buy my son the post-war books. And there were kids' books. It had Obi-Wan. It had Boba Fett. Boba Fett was Fight to Survive. And then Obi-Wan was the new Jedi Apprentice. And in the beginning of that story, it was kind of leading up the same way how Obi-Wan on the TV series going. You know, they found out there's another Jedi just like on Tatooine, and come to find out it was someone that Obi-Wan was friends with. So he goes off planet to go help him. But in this one, you know, they got his ass. they got his ass. He even stroke his ass up. It was bad.
They told him. The Inquisitors, though, I was really
Grizzlies
like
are tough.
Yeah.
I like them. Third sister.
The third sister's annoying. She's like
the way he pokes it.
Yeah. The I don't know, the actress I feel like is trying way too hard. If that makes sense. Like, I like the character.
Way too hard.
The actress is just like, I'm woman, hear me roar type attitude. You know, that's what I'm getting from her.
I got that too.
And introducing Leia, I was like, yeah, okay. You know, sure, we're going to get, you know, let's see where this goes. And then in the second episode, when she was not listening to him whatsoever, I was like, little girl. And then until he has to actually do the force, you know, the catcher and stuff like that, she's like, oh, okay, you are a Jedi. I'll listen to you now. And it's just like, you are the reason why we're being shot at right now.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So when you guys see this, I'm telling you right now.
They probably already saw it.
We already saw it.
There's a lot of spoilers we just dropped.
I know. Let's put it this way, folks. There was a spot on there where he goes, when he just looked at Leia, and he goes, you remind me of somebody. She act just like her daddy. I just like her daddy. She is hard-headed. She's fucking hard-headed. I would probably, if it was me, I'd probably, like, force stomp her from a distance. I'd have, like, hand behind my back, and what happened? Oh, what happened? What did you feel? Something hit me in my head.
Yeah, that was the thing that was annoying. I like her though. I like that actress.
She's
channeling her inner Leia. Why you keep calling me princess? You know, you don't need to call me princess. You know
what the crazy part is? She kind of looks like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah,
that was the part that kind of got to me. I was sitting there looking out. I am more like this.
No one know. When he's talking about Padme.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's my friend. And then she's like, oh, well. And he's like, yeah, she died. And she was just like, oh, but she reminds me of you. Mm, and I was just like, that was just like, you know. So I like where we're going. I like that they showed Vader at the end and his little back to tank. Looking like Freddy Krueger and shit, you know.
The only thing that pissed me off is that, for those, did you ever see, I know I told you about it before, there was some guy did his own Battle of the Death Star against Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. So, if you folks don't know.
Where they reanimated the whole fight scene between them?
Yeah, so there's on YouTube, there's a fight scene, someone did a whole reanimation, a whole package of Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan. Very good. The only thing I don't like is you can tell there was the blatant ripoffs where you were my brother, you were the chosen one. I kept going back to that, like, they ripped off from that shit. They ripped off. I was like, thank you, but that's fucked up. And
wait a minute, you mean ripped off?
Well, I'll show you it. I'll show you.
No, I know what you're talking about, but that came way after the prequels.
No, I'm talking about the fan film, the fan made.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That came way after the prequels.
But there was stuff on there where they were recording where it was like little echoes in the background where Anakin was, Obi-Wan was daydreaming.
And are you talking about when he was like doing the full flashbacks or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I thought you meant that Lucas was ripping off that in episode 3. That's why I was kind of like, wait, what? No, I was about to get in a full-blown argument with you.
I'll walk into it. Boom. I'm playing out discussion. No, because the argument ain't out the parking lot. I'm old school, boy. Argument going in and out the parking lot.
Oh man.
I really feel that there's gonna be some guest surprises popping up. I have a feeling we're gonna see Jar Jar. Just I don't know why. I didn't see no spoilers. I just have a feeling that we're gonna see Natalie.
No, we got 4 episodes left. That's why I was really surprised they dropped 2. Because I was like, the wife was like, oh, they dropped 2 episodes. I was like, fuck. And she goes, what? I was like, now we only have 4 episodes left. Yeah.
This spoiled ass kid, huh? Goddamn.
It was something to look forward to every week. It was like, oh, give me an episode. Let me chomp at the bit. You know, let me absorb it and watch it a few times.
Let's put it this way. I'd rather have drop what they did. Than anticipation for She-Hulk, because I saw the next trailer, and we won't get to that.
We got
Obi-Wan.
She looks like shit, right? Because like the CG's not done. She looks really weird and odd.
She looks very fucking weird. Whereas Obi-Wan looks crisp, pristine. It just
spent some money. No, do you want to know what they spent some money on? A fucking Stranger Things season 4.
30 million episode, right?
God, dude. This
does it look worth it?
Oh, cool. Yeah, baby. Oh, my God. So, just a quick side note, and I'm watching Stranger Things 4 right now. The first 7 episodes have dropped, and the next 2 are out. And the 7, I think, yeah, 7 episodes, and the last 2 drop here in the next couple weeks. But God damn, they got that money for that show. They're like, because now they're going to the Russia, they're going to Alaska, they're going to California. They're not just stuck in Hawkins like they are. I know you don't watch the show, but they're not stuck in Hawkins. And now they're like, they got that check. The Duff brothers are like, we going to Russia. We brought the Russians here. Now we're gonna go get to the Russians. But yeah. but Obi-Wan, yeah, I liked the one episode because there's a podcast I follow. I'll give him a nice little plug. Rebel Force Radio. I talk to you about him all the sinking time. Obsessed with Rebel Force Radio.
Obsessed.
And like that was the cool thing is watch episode, listen to their podcast after where they break down the episode and folks call in and they talk about the story.
Yeah.
Then we get the next episode next week. That's kind of the routine, you know. Mm-hmm. But they
did. That was a good routine.
Yeah. And like when they dropped 2, they did do an after one. I was going to listen to it after I got done here talking about the show because I didn't want their
feedback to
influence saying, you know. And for me, I thought the second episode was better than the first episode. Also, too, I don't think putting Leia in this was necessary. We could have we could expand out of the Skywalkers because that was the whole thing with ending the Skywalker saga with Rise of Skywalker because Disney was like, oh, shit, man. You know, and remember, I sent you that picture of the Vanity Fair magazine and I was like, not a Skywalker in sight. And lo and behold, we start this episode, even though her name's Organa, well, you know, Leia Organa, she's still Skywalker.
She's still Skywalker.
So that was the aspect of like, oh, okay, sure, because when they went to Alderaan and stuff like that, I was like, huh. And then also I was like, oh, Leia.
Seeing Bail was cool.
Yeah, of course. The nostalgia's there. They're gonna speak. They're gonna fucking take that spoon and shovel all that nostalgia in our mouth because it's Star Wars, you know.
So it takes place 10 years right after. So coincides with the time of Boba Fett and Mandalorian, which I really hope they don't make no goddamn appearance. I mean, it was good to see my boy Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That I'm so glad he died. I like Flea in small doses as an actor, but when I was like, fucking Flea. Then when he got killed by the Inquisitor, I was like, oh, great, got Flea out of here. But was that Rex?
That was Rex.
Yeah, it was Rex, right?
Because Rex makes an appearance for us.
Help a veteran, you know.
Because I looked at his scar, looked at the armor, the dents, and then the insignia. I was like, fucking Rex, he's going to make an appearance.
Those are the things. It wasn't Leia showing up, making me be like, oh, hell yeah, you know, Star Wars. It was the little things like having Rex show up. You know, I want to see more Clone Wars show up, and I want, like, maybe some... Like, if they do some past flashbacks and stuff like that with Obi-Wan and Anakin, I would like to see them in the Clone Wars together, fighting together, you know, little tidbits from that. Because seeing live-action Clone Wars would be the shit. Because we've only had it in animation. We got the tail end of the Clone Wars in Episode 3.
I did hear one spoiler, but I don't know how true it is, though, because it's still...
Lay it on me. I've been hearing things, too.
Ahsoka is going to make an appearance.
Oh, that's a given.
Yeah, I heard about that when I was like...
She already showed up in Boba.
Yeah.
In the best episodes of that show when Mando comes back.
Don't talk about my show, man.
Come on. I'm hoping Obi-Wan doesn't become Boba Fett. The Book of Boba Fett.
That is my worry right now, too.
Yeah, because the Book of Boba... If anybody's seen the Book of Boba Fett... It's a slow burn. Then when you get the actual Mandalorian, the one that we fell in love with when all this began in the TV and stuff like that, that was like, oh, he's back, cuts off homeboy's head, you know, then we get baby Yoda, we're like, yeah, Grogu, let's fucking rock, you know, he got a new, those episodes alone are my favorite episodes of the Boba Fett show that have nothing to do with Boba Fett.
Well, think about it, too, they had to rewrite the entire scripts to exit, what's her name, Gina Carano's character. Because she was going to be a major part.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about this. That was it the Rangers of the Republic?
Rangers of the New Republic. For those who don't know, if Book of Boba Fett seems a little convoluted at times, Gina Carano was supposed to play a major role in both of those series. But because of the shit that happened, they had to exit her character out.
Well, she tweeted and...
But she might be back. Per her contract, there is a big old stipulation up in there that they forgot about. So she's supposed to be back.
Wasn't that picture I sent you where...
Season 4.
Was it that picture I sent you of Kathleen Kennedy in front of like all the Promise projects? Rangers of the Rogue Squadron is now on hold. Patty Jenkins movie is now on hold. The only Star Wars movie that's still in development and is still going to see the light of day is Taika Waititi's. And it was funny as I was like, man, they're in the TV game of Star Wars. Yeah, they are. You know. But movie-wise, it's just like, man, I remember when they first bought Lucasfilm. We got 3 new trilogies, a trilogy coming. And then Lando gets a movie, you know. Boba Fett gets a movie.
Even though they did like this to the 2 video games.
Oh, and they...
To the best ones.
And when they bought Disney and acquired Disney, then they're like, oh, man, no one wants these fucking prequels. Kill the Clone Wars, you know. Clone Wars is dead. Cancel that shit. And then... As the slow burn and effect of what the sequel trilogy became to be, they're like, hey, the prequels sound nice. Hey, bring those back on the table. Bring those back on the table. Like, let's explore that. Hey, is that Hayden Christian guy still available? Fucking bring him too, you know?
And that's exactly what they did.
And that's where it bugs me. I'm being 100%. That's where it fucking bugs me. Because when he did an interview, he's like, how do you feel? The fans are embracing you and stuff like that. I'm like... These motherfuckers didn't embrace him the first time he came around.
They didn't.
Now they're like, oh, Hayden, you know.
They love him now. It's because, you know, it's a generation grew up. They grew up, finally. And, yeah, I remember those early days. They ate his ass apart. They dogged him. And that's why he was actually out of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
The last movie that he did was Takers. And that was... It.
And homie that played Jar Jar almost killed himself because of the critics and the backlash of the episode one. I remember episode one came out, and I saw episode one when I was basically like a kid.
1999. May 1999. Took my son to go see that, and he fell in love. Like, that was basically a kid's movie. Adults like me, you know, I didn't care, but there was a whole bunch of the fans, folks that day were like, oh my God. Pre-Karen. Yeah, oh my God.
But, you know, that, it's like when now everybody's embracing the love for Andrew. You know, that's a great example, too, because remember when Andrew Garfield?
Oh.
When
Amazing,
when Amazing Spider-Man came out, people just shat all over that first one. The second one, they're like, no, fuck you, Sony, you know, blah, blah, blah. Fuck Andrew Garfield. He's not our Spider-Man. It's Tobey Maguire. Fast forward, Tom Holland, Spider-Man. Oh, Andrew. We love you so much. Those are our Spider-Man movies. I'm like, yeah, you were saying that.
Fickle-ass fans. Just fickle. What I loved about the Amazing Spider-Man, both one and two, is they brought Gwen Stacy. I thought Gwen Stacy was always been a better girlfriend to Peter than goddamn Mary Jane, because Mary Jane don't know who the hell she was
spreading. I love Amazing Spider-Man, too. I love that movie so much. I love that ending scene with him.
You know, I liked on the first one where they were shooting at the gun. Like, he goes, what my spider says? Bah, 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 bah. He was dodging. I was like, whoa, see, that's Spider-Man. Not Tobey Maguire sitting there looking like this the whole time. Like he's lost. Mary Higgins, Mary Jane. Here's Peter having sex. And here comes Big Papa.
Dog on your Boba Fett. Don't dog on Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies, man.
Fuck Sam Raimi.
That's what you said you like Doctor Strange for.
I like Doctor Strange because of the story.
No, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. I call Shizas on that.
You can call Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Shit. How'd you know I watched it?
You watched the remake.
Oh, Afterlife? Oh, wait. You mean the one with the Wall of Women? I did. I seen that one. It's
I know,
not good.
I know. That's why I said that.
It's not good.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Doctor Strange was good. Good call by Sam. Sam, if you ever watch this, good call on you for editing out 42 minutes. Because then it would have turned it into like a what if story.
Or it would have turned into a cameo fest that wasn't necessary.
And it was a cameo fest.
Yeah.
How many was it? Seven?
Yeah.
Seven appearances?
Yeah, Marvel's not holding that leash anymore. They're like, fucking release them all. You know, but back to Star Wars. Obi-Wan, I like what, like I said, I'm excited to see where they're going. I hope in the next episode we can get Leia back where she needs to be. And because I don't want her tagging along through all six episodes. I want him to, he got her. That was the mission. Brought her back. Now the mission should be him seeking out Anakin. You know, trying to figure out what's going on. Why? How is he still alive? You know, what kept him alive? I think dropping Leia off was nice. It was nice, baby. You know, mm-hmm. Love you, Carrie. You know, boom. That's it. Then we go off. We have Obi-Wan's adventure, Obi-Wan's journey. His what we're gonna see him go through mentally, because his best friend now is the most villainous fucking person in the galaxy.
For me, I hope they just do the story right. I hope they don't start to Pixar it. You know, fluffy.
Well, that's how Boba Fett ended. It was just kind of like, oh, it's over. We won the town. All right. Good. All right. Pan camera back. Everybody's happy. Tatooine safe.
For now. I have a feeling this is going to be a crossover with.
I think this takes place before Boba Fett. Or maybe it's at that right at that tail end where Boba Fett's, you know.
Well, watching Star Wars Theory.
See, he gives me shit about Rebel Force Radio. Star Wars Theory is his Rebel Force Radio, because every time we talk about Star Wars, in any regards, on camera, off camera, I bring up Rebel Force, he brings up Star Wars Theory. Ha ha.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Come on. So they were saying that the timelines are almost coincide. There's a possibility maybe Boba Fett, but I hope this is just an Obi-Wan story. I hope there's no crossover. I hope there's no no bullshit. I'm like you. I hope like there's just, you know, let's get on with Obi-Wan story. What the hell has he been up to? Which every episode, folks, is an hour long. I love it, except for the final one. The final one's supposed to be, what, an hour and 15?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
I'm okay with that, because, just side note, Stranger Things, mm-hmm. each episode is an hour 15, hour 20. The seventh episode is basically an hour and 40 minutes. Then the last two...
So basically get a movie every time.
Yeah, and the finales, the last two episodes are at least 2 hours apiece.
Woo.
So it's just like, you know,
woo.
And what's funny is I thought that was too much. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I thought that was too much. I thought this was gonna be like the Batman and be like, all right, come on. It's getting no. These episodes, like, this is good writing, storytelling, just grabbing you. And I think though Obi-Wan deserves the short 40-50 minutes, because remember with Mando, everyone was like 30 minutes. 30 to 40 minutes for Mando. Those were perfect.
It told the story.
It was like an old Western show you would watch.
Like Bonanza.
Yeah, like on the boob tube, you know what I mean? Like that and that timing. And I remember people were like, oh man, it's supposed to be 50 minutes or an hour. And then the finale was about 50 minutes, because they weren't like, and every episode was tight.
Yeah.
Tight like a tiger.
And what's funny too is that with those people, same people who are complaining, Disney ain't giving a fuck what they say. They don't give a shit what they say. The only thing that they're worried about right now is in this big old war. Right now, it's Netflix versus Disney. Who's going to have the most content? Disney is kicking their ass right now, because they yanked all of it, including, well, I didn't even know that Disney owned Paramount. And so the Paramount, like Thor and all them, yanked them. All of them. The only one who's playing ball with Netflix right now, of course, is Sony.
Well, the thing with Netflix, after starting to watch Stranger Things, mm-hmm. I was like, now I know where all my money went to Netflix, why it's bumped up to 20-something. I'm paying for this fucking show because they're going all over the goddamn world.
They bumped it up high. I'm like, oh, God. And then here's Disney. $7.99
There you go. Pocket change.
You want all of our Star Wars shit? Here you go.
Want all that Marvel? Here you go.
You want next seasons of Luke Cage, Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Drew, and Defender Season 2? Here you go. You notice which one I didn't mention? Because that show sucked.
Does he have a certain fist?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Overall, though, I can't wait to see where we're going. I can't really rate it, you know, until the full story is at the doorstep. Mm-hmm. You know, I did watch him over again though before I came over just to see just to see how I felt with the episode still.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Andor trailer?
No, not yet. I'm kind of hesitant.
Yeah, that show could either go up
or down.
Or down.
Because it's a character no one really fucking knew.
Yeah, because I remember when I texted you, it was like, "Hey, Andor's coming." Like, who the fuck's that? I was like, "Rogue One."
You're like, that
dude. I forgot that he's getting that motherfucker. That's why. There we go. Now I got to my point about Leia that I finally thought of. That's why Leia, I didn't like Leia coming in because there's no real risk there. She ain't gonna die. That little girl ain't gonna be, you know, there was no, in my mind, like, oh my God, is she gonna be okay? Of course she's gonna be okay. She's gonna grow up and lead the rebellion here soon. She's gonna go, you know, have his adventures in the sea.
This is how I know he has been reading his screenwriting books a lot. This right here, he's taking the fun out of it for himself.
But does that make sense?
It does make sense. There's no risk. There's no risk. There's no reward. Put in someone who we never heard about, ain't gonna care about, but, you know, let them fucking...
Yeah, it's like...
Let them bite dust.
It's like, I just saw the trailer because it was playing before something. Solo! When the scene when the train and stuff like that,
yeah,
and Chewie's head's out and you see the rock coming, you're like, he's gonna be pulled before that. God damn it, this takes place before the fucking, you know, trilogy happens. Why are you gonna try to tease me? You're gonna kill Chewie in this when we all know he ain't gonna die. That's the risk factor wasn't there for me. And the fact that, like, when she's like, "You're a Jedi," and he's like, "Shut the fuck up," you know,
Force stunt, man.
Yeah, and Inquisitors, with the main one, Sister Three,
the third sister,
yeah, that actress, man, she's I don't know what, like, especially at the end.
Well, she should be on Black Lightning. She over dramatized on that too.
And when they're flying off, and Obi's having his moment in his face, like, and then, you know, Leia's like, What's wrong? You know, then shows her on the thing. We'll get you.
And the only thing I was doing up here, my neighbors walking by looking at me because I had the door wide open. I was watching shit. They're all like, so I'm like, "Bitch, you can't fucking hear you. Shut up."
I know, right?
I was getting mad. I was like, "He can't fucking hear you. What the hell are you screaming?"
You just mentioned his homie's name. You think he's going to be thinking about you now at this point? Not really.
Look, no, Anakin, Obi-Wan in the damn ship, he's rocking.
He's like, "Motherfucker, I tried to burn this motherfucker."
Just a little bit.
No, all he's saying is like, "No, I was thinking when he's talking, and he's like thinking about it. I had the high ground. How did he live? I had the high ground."
Leave it to your ass.
I had the high ground. I did.
He was burning. Bacon. Just, yeah. No. And he was, "I hurt you," but still bacon.
I have the high ground. I hope he says that line when he sees
that again. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Okay, folks, I'm putting this all on the line right now. If he turns around, if Obi-Wan, you can hold me up to this. If this clown fucker right here, then he always spoils shit. If they say that line in one of the episodes, I will buy your next round of comic books. You heard it here first. You got accountability.
He's going to set it, and I'm already setting up the scene. It's when they're going to be facing off. He's like, how did you live? I had the high ground. It's going to be something like that.
And it has to be Obi-Wan.
Yeah, of course.
Because I have a feeling. Like, if Anakin says it. Which that was very creepy at the end of episode 2.
Yeah, and
that was fucking.
That was ominous. All hated.
That was ominous.
Just that face and then how it went to black and you just.
Yes.
Like, fuck.
Which on that YouTube Star Wars fan film, that's how that one ended too. And I was like, you motherfuckers, you guys stole the light. Deborah Chow, thank you. Thank you, but same time.
Oh, yeah, Deborah Chow.
Cheating ass.
I will like to see where they're going. I know rumors is we're getting another Annie versus Obi-2.
Oh, that. I think that's going to be a full episode. Just wrecking shit. Force powers, lightsabers. Boy,
it's a good time to be a Star Wars fan. And if any of you little shithead fans fuck it up this time, I'm going to find you.
Seriously, I'm going to fucking find you. You see, he's trying to leave.
you said that. Like, you know I'm going to ruin it for you.
No, you're not.
I overthink these things.
Yes, you do. No, you're not. No, you're not.
And a long time ago, in the galaxy far, far away, in KMB's brain.
The only thing I hope now that after all this, is that there's been a lot of push in the gaming department. They're talking about bringing back Jedi 1313, or Star Wars 1313, whatever it's called. The next Rogue Squadron video game, which, oh my god, I hope they do. No Star Wars Squadrons. Now, I'm sorry, that sucks. That really sucks.
Oh, I got the game.
You're not missing shit.
I got that one. I got the Fallen Jedi Order.
Fallen's all right.
Yeah, I know they just released an image for the second one to that game. Because the Star Wars Anaheim convention is happening right now. So that's where the Andor trailer dropped. Willow trailer dropped. The first image of Indiana Jones and the next Indiana Jones movie for Harrison Ford. And it's just this. And I didn't know this. James Mangold's directing that.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Ooh. So
we will see some action.
And the picture is very honest. Like, it shows. It doesn't. You don't really see Indy. But it's like just the silhouette of him on this bridge and the lights shining in the back. Well, you would think so. Every comment I saw was like, where's his walker?
That's Harrison Ford. He's so fucking Harrison Ford. God damn it.
Oh.
Just shaking. Oh, look at my little turkey gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah, so overall, though, I can't wait. I can't wait. To see where we're going. Got 4 episodes and Ahsoka and the Mandalorians announced for next year. I think Mando is in February.
So they pushed it back again.
Yes. So I don't know what we're getting this December. So we shall see. And
It was December and then they moved it up to October. Then they brought it up to August. Now it's next year.
Mm-hmm. And the little poster they released. You know how it has Mando in the middle?
Uh-huh.
Now it's got Mando and Grogu. So
I can't wait for Grogu. Grogu's going to be badass.
Dude, I can't wait to see. I want to see his new ship in more action. I love his new ship.
The Too Fast, Too Furious ship.
Oh, God, baby. Yeah, I was like, fuck you, Razor Crest. This is like, I don't know. That was nostalgia.
I love
Beyond Razor nostalgia. Crest. I do too.
The N1 Starfighter.
Starfighter.
Here goes Grogu. No.
Go faster. Come on. Fine. Whoosh.
I'd have caved in too.
Yeah.
Fine. Shit.
that was the best way to end that season.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Ahsoka is going to be interesting, and she's definitely going to show up. I feel like she's going to be the Nick Fury of the Star Wars TV verse.
Someone else said the same. I heard someone else say the same thing. She's going to be the Nick Fury of the Star Wars universe, which I'm not hating. Do it. Do
and
it.
And then fucking Samuel Jackson's like, Mace Windu's still alive, motherfucker.
That's another rumor. I don't know. We'll see, folks. That's another rumor I heard.
Mm-hmm. I heard that,
that
too.
That
we've heard it for a while now.
For a long
time. Remember, we even heard it with the sequel trilogy.
Yes, that he lived.
Yeah, that he lived and he was going to come back in some shape or form, but that never happened because of Disney's hate towards the prequels, you know. Now they're like, well, let's prequel this bitch up. Give me it all. Give me Jar Jar. You know, or when you said Jar Jar, where was he in the EU before they destroyed it? He was on some planet being a street clown, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see that. Then we'll all cry. Then all these people who are like, oh my God, Jar Jar was my hero.
I missed Jar Jar.
No, you did not.
Exactly. That's all I was saying.
No,
to
you did not.
Fucking cocksucker. No,
yeah. I was talking to a non, real quick before we go, a non-casual, not a, a casual Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And
please tell me you didn't go off.
No, I ain't gone.
He has a habit, folks.
I do.
Of just.
I do. Ugh, I do.
It's bad.
I do.
It's fucking
it's
bad.
Really bad.
Sometimes.
It's really bad. God, especially with my coworkers. God, when they say something, I hate saying the word stupid, but when they say something so stupid about shit I love, that's when my brain just switches. But no, I didn't go off on this person. This person, we're sitting there, we're talking about Star Wars. They saw I had a Star Wars shirt on. I always have a Star Wars shirt on. And they're like, oh, are you excited for Obi-Wan? This is for Obi-Wan drop. It's like, oh, yeah, man. I was like, really excited. And she's like, yeah, I just hope we don't have that Jar Jar Binks. I'm like, what's wrong with Jar Jar? She was like, well, he was stupid. And I was like, yeah, because he was for kids. So that's a kid. I have a Jar Jar Binks action figure. Like, I do like Jar Jar. I go, I learned to, and I went into this whole detail. I was like, I learned you can tone him down in your brain when you watch Phantom Menace. Like, you know, and then she's just like, I was like, yeah, fuck you. The Karen of Star Wars.
You know
man.
What he does? He makes it about him.
I
all
do.
The damn time. All the damn time.
Sounds like my wife right now.
So what now? To what?
You sound like Shannon.
You do.
Because every time we like talk about anything, how did this come back to you?
I've been thinking that for years. What? This is not about you.
Or when I'm talking about something and it all comes back to Star Wars. In some weird shape or fashion, in any like, we could be arguing about fucking Trump. Then for some reason, Star Wars is gonna fucking fall
because he acts like the Emperor.
Yeah, well, he's a bitch compared to the Emperor.
You know. I can't. Yeah. You do it.
You put me on the spot. I don't know why. Lord Vader. Rise, Vader. Rise like you've never done before. Rise.
Rise.
The best rise. The greatest rise.
In the galaxy.
In the Jedi. Fake news. Fake news.
The
Jedi.
Jawas. What about the Jawas, bro?
Oh, the Jawas. Great people. Great people. Small hands like mine. All right, folks.
This was fun that you guys made it political. We didn't make it political, folks. We just making fun of a stupid bastard.
It ain't even about politics anymore.
No.
That was the social event, remember?
Boy.
But I hope everyone enjoyed the reuniting. It's just me and Big Daddy here.
This is fun.
Yeah. You know, like and subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandpa. Share it with the bum down at Walmart. And just to end this
just
nice and
fun.
Tight. When in doubt... Fuck your couch!
Oh, by the way, I did it better than you, Doug.
Welcome to the wicked shit.